WABC, New York.
Hundreds of Jewish leaders from every section of the United States are attending the two-day session of the National Conference for Palestine in Washington now. The guest of honor at this Congress is Dr. Chaim Weizmann, distinguished scientist and president of the Jewish Agency for Palestine and the World Zionist Organization. Dr. Weizmann flew from Europe for this conference, and he was to have spoken to you at this time. But as he has not yet arrived, Dr. Abba Hillel Silver, national chairman of the United Palestine Appeal, the central fundraising unit in this country for refugee settlement in Palestine, will speak in his place. Dr. Silver.
My dear friends, we regret deeply that Dr. Chaim Weizmann, president of the Jewish Agency for Palestine, one of the foremost leaders of our people, and one of the eminent scientists of the world, has been delayed and is not here to speak to you. The clipper, which was to have brought him to this country in time for the opening of the National Conference of the United Palestine Appeal, now meeting here in the city of Washington, has been delayed. The Columbia Broadcasting System has kindly offered time on its network to me as national chairman of the United Palestine Appeal to substitute for Dr. Weizmann and to say a few words concerning the work of the United Palestine Appeal and the cause which it serves and which is enlisting the interest of our people in this country and has brought together so large an assemblage of delegates from all parts of the United States. The little country of Palestine in the last few years has been called upon to perform a great and historic service in behalf of a people sorely tried and beset with frightening persecutions. For our people, the World War and its aftermath spelled years of wrath and Golgotha. A quarter of a century of mounting disasters and calamities culminating in the unprecedented horrors of the recent months. Great Jewish communities, rich in history, culture, and achievement, among whom the dream of a free, enlightened, and tolerant humanity was most ardently cherished, have been plunged into hell. And into exile now, myriads of them must go, even as their forefathers before them, from countries and homes where they had known dignity and honor. Jews and their mounting legions now wander forth, bewildered and disillusioned, into a bewildered and disillusioned world. And into the borders of Palestine, in recent years, there have streamed nearly 250,000 of these homeless refugees. Many of them come stripped and impoverished from Central and Eastern Europe. All this work, my friends, is being helped and advanced by the United Palestine Appeal, which is the fundraising agency in the United States for Palestine. The Jewish community of the United States is today, because of war conditions, the only large community which can help to carry on this great and necessary work of rescue and construction which is going on in Palestine. We are confident that our people will continue to assist in the work of laying strong and sure foundations for a national home for our people, to replace the frail and impermanent tabernacles from which so many of our people have now been driven, and to provide a home for the myriads of our homeless ones, where hope can be restored to men robbed of hope, pride to the humbled, and the gift of dignity and destiny to those who have been spiritually dispossessed and cast out of all inheritance. Thank you.
Dr. Abba Hillel Silver, National Chairman of the United Palestine Appeal, has discussed Palestine as the hope for refugees. He spoke for Dr. Chaim Weizmann, the guest of honor at the National Conference for Palestine, which is now convening in Washington. Dr. Weizmann is flying from Europe to the United States for this conference, but unfortunately he was too late for the broadcast. Hundreds of Jewish leaders from every section of the United States are attending this two-day session. Dr. Silver spoke from the studios of WJSV, Columbia Station, for the nation's capital. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.